Take some time to orient yourself in a way you find to be most comfortable. You may want to lay down and perhaps even close your eyes. Comfort is key, and any position you inevitably choose should work just fine, as you alone know what comforts you the most. It may be wise to pause the recording while you do this. Now, if you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now, just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building, and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you relax. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing that beat and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over. Like a well-maintained machine, just taking over, smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your entire self, aware of your legs. Just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more. Yet remaining totally alert, and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of your coat and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out. Such a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there. Where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels wonderful. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle. Even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try. allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now. As lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most to ever be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe, I'm going to count down from 5, and with each layer you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. 5. You're just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Ah, such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything as everything has faded away. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax even more as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play. A play about you and your mind and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. You slowly become aware of your unicorn body. The hooves and legs you stand and lay on. The mane and tail flowing over your slender figure. The friendly muzzle and perky ears on top of your head. And your magical horn. You are a unicorn. A magical pony. With pride you feel your horn, your powerful horn, like the warmth of a soothing candle. You can feel the energy of its tip radiating just above your forehead, soothing you, reassuring you. You focus on this warmth and slowly intensify it. The warmth slowly growing warmer and warmer, while the light of a small spark illuminates your unicorn body. As you inhale, you feel the warmth run through your body, invigorating you, revitalizing you. And you are ready to enjoy your magical adventure. It is afternoon and you are done with today's work. And right now, you are enjoying your time off in the park. You turn the page of the Daring Do book in front of you and continue reading the story. You marvel at the beautiful pictures before lifting your gaze from the adventure book. Looking around the park you are currently in. Relaxed, you breathe in the surrounding air. The weather has been good today after yesterday's rain. It's sunny and occasionally a little cloudy. Just the perfect weather for reading outdoors. Not too hot and not too cold. just warm with a gentle breeze flowing through your mane. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your coat and the strains of hair flowing over your horn in the wind. Just gently brushing the area slightly above your forehead where your horn sits firmly. As you brush your mane back in place, you softly touch the tip of your horn, feeling its hard and sensitive surface. Looking around the park, you see various ponies. Some are just trotting around, while others are cheerfully chatting with each other. They also are enjoying the warm light of the sun, while above the weather team is clearing the last of the clouds. Again, you focus on your book, and using your magic, you gently grab the corner of the page. Like all magic, it feels like an invisible part of your unicorn body forming. Carefully lifting the paper, its presence only betrayed by the warm glow of your magic, before disappearing again as the paper falls over. Then you feel something rumbling in your stomach. How long have you been reading now? And when was the last time you ate? Time for a little snack. You take a look at the stallion selling snacks and at the delicious treats he has on his cart. Hay burgers, grass salads, and flour cookies. The sweet smell tingles your nostrils with a heavenly scent. They all smell so nice. A hay sandwich does sound good right now, and maybe having a break is a good idea. You have done a lot after all. Using your magic, you lift up your book. You can feel its weight pulling on your magic as a faint glow engulfs it. The book slowly floats up as you gradually send more energy towards it, making your horn feel tingling and warm on your forehead. Carefully you guide the book in your thoughts and watch it gracefully moving in reality. With ease, you lower it in your saddlebag as you feel your horn cooling off again. You walk over to the sales pony and order a hay sandwich. With glee, you watch the pony prepare it as you magically search around your saddlebag. Slowly feed it, seeing its contents in your mind. The book, some scrolls, some coins. Your horn and forehead are glowing warmly as you concentrate. Carefully you wrap your warm magic around the coins and deposit them gracefully on the stand. Then you pick up your sandwich with your muzzle, tasting its sweet flavor filling your mouth, while the sweet smell of baked bread fills your nostrils. You always liked freshly baked bread. Happily you trot with it to a nearby tree and lay down, slowly eating the sandwich, enjoying its fresh taste and crunchy structure until you are completely satisfied and no longer hungry. As you relax in the shade of the tree, you remember something. You wanted to check out a spell in the library. You close your eyes and focus on the library as you begin casting the teleportation spell. You can feel hot energy flowing through your horn, warming your forehead. You feel a slight tingling sensation as it fills your whole body, from the tip of your horn to the last strains of your tail. As the warm waves of magic saturates your body, you visualize your destination, the public library. You picture the large room with rows after rows of white bookcases lined up on the walls, the hundreds of books inside them, red large storybooks, yellow smaller comics, blue encyclopedias, all perfectly lined up in the cases against the wall, only occasionally interrupted by the large welcoming wooden door and the windows, through which you see the blue sky and the busy town outside. In the center of the room stands a large statue of a pony holding an hourglass and a feather. As your visualization becomes more and more real, you feel the warm magic pulling you in. A strong magical force gently pushing you inside the room. And with a bright flash, your visualization becomes real. When you open your eyes, you see you are in the library. Slowly you trot around between the bookcases while you take in the quietness. Another spell, well done, little unicorn. You trot past the wide and tall bookcases which fill the library, every one of them filled with books. Books ranging from comics to encyclopedias and from novels to journals. All kinds of books under the same roof. Science fiction, horror, fantasy, poetry, comedy, and much more. You continue walking past the wide bookshelves to the sections containing the book you are looking for. Looking at the shelves, searching through the titles. Animal Care for Foals, Branches and Apples, The Art of Dressmaking. Then you find it. Smiling, you take the book with you and sit down at a table. Using your magic, you open your saddlebags and this time you take out some scrolls, a quill, and a small bottle of ink. You don't need the whole book, just the single spell. Illuminated with a light glow, you levitate the quill in front of you and dip it into the ink. Then you start to sketch the diagrams onto your scroll. In the light of the glow of your powerful horn, you stroke the tip of the quill carefully across the paper, leaving a fine line of ink behind. Words, incantations, diagrams. You continue doing so for a short while until you have copied absolutely everything onto the paper. Satisfied, you look at your notes and return the book to its original place. It is now time to try out your new spell. You randomly place some colorful crystals in front of you and focus your magic on them. You can use the extra magic contained in them. After all, casting a spell is always more difficult the first time. You can feel their energy as the gems slowly start to glow, a warmth flowing into your body, re-energizing you. Revitalizing you. Now you focus on the new spell, thinking about the diagrams and symbols, the lines and shapes and how they looked, your magic aligning with their shape, the gems in front of you giving you strength and magical power. You feel your horn warming up and tingling as you start casting the spell, feeling the ethereal magic in your horn. It feels wonderfully as it gathers up the magic needed to cast the spell, your forehead glowing in a soothing warmth as your horn tingles with energy. Just a little bit more. The first time is always the hardest one. You are almost there, little unicorn. A small pulse starts spiraling towards the tip of your horn as you sense a feeling of power and control. You can feel it in your unicorn horn as it engulfs your whole body and mind as a whole. Only you decide where it goes. Only you control what it does. It is your magic, an important part of you, and you alone are the master of it. Then you feel the magic releasing from your horn as the spell is cast. The magic sparks from your horn as it is released into the world, flashing and sparkling in the color of your magical aura. Satisfied, you watch your own magic, your unicorn magic, an illusion of fireworks and sparkles lighten up the library, sparkling in lots of colors, red and green, blue and yellow, purple, pink, and finally white. It looks amazing. Gazing at it, you remember the first time you did magic, how the small sparks looked back then. Your first spell, lifting small things as a foe. Excited by the little sparks as they appeared for the first time. Eventually, the sparkling and the colors fade out and a small ball of softly glowing light remains, illuminating the area around you. You smile and feel proud of yourself. Working late at night will be so much easier. Magic. Magic brings such wonderful feelings. Wonderful feelings that fill your whole body and mind with joy. Magic that helps so many ponies with their problems. Magic that brings friends together. Magic that has so many deep mysteries and secrets waiting to be revealed. Only unicorns truly appreciate magic. They have a deep personal connection to it through their unicorn horn. That's why they learn new spells, to experience the wonderful feelings and to learn about the personal connection between magic and themselves. A clock strikes in the distance. Has it gotten that late already? Your visit has taken a lot longer than you thought. You better get going, my little unicorn. Satisfied and proud, you head for the exit. You leave the section and trot past the bookshelves, past the front desk, and out of the door. You leave the library and walk back home. It's starting to get late. Celestia's sun is already setting to make place for Luna's rising moon. You trot past the buildings and various ponies on your way back to your house. You go through the park where you were reading earlier. You smile to yourself as a couple of young foals run past you, also heading home after a long day at school. Then you arrive at a familiar place, home. You step through the door and place the saddlebags on the floor. Then you trot into your sleeping room and sit down in your bed. With ease, you conjure up the little ball of magical energy again. Your horns sparkling and glowing in warm light as you feel the energy concentrating on a single spot. Slowly the little ball of energy floats up and starts glowing above you, completely on its own, warmly illuminating the room, casting the darkness away. No need for candles anymore, my little unicorn. Bathing in the warmth and comforting glow of your own magic, you lie down and relax, daydreaming back to the lovely day you had today, reading exciting stories in the park, eating that tasty and delicious hay sandwich, teleporting to the library, learning about a new spell and the joyful feeling of it being cast. Successfully casting the new spell and the proud feeling it brought to you. A magical day indeed. And now that you are in tune with your magic, it is time to wake back up again, little unicorn. Waking up on the count of five. You'll find that with each number you'll wake up a little bit more. One. Waking up now. Two, more and more. Three, consciousness returning. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed your magic, little unicorn.